38人被碳化烤熟。
38 people were carbonized and roasted to death.
只因在1000度高温下灼烧了53个小时。
Because it was burned for 53 hours at 1000 degrees Celsius.
这是勃朗峰隧道里发生的真实惨剧。
This is a real tragedy that happened in the Mont Blanc Tunnel.
1999年3月24日上午10点46分。
9:46 a.m. March 24, 1999.
一辆火车正停在勃朗峰隧道。
A train stopped in the Mont Blanc Tunnel.
法国一侧的收费处。
The toll booth on the French side.
这条隧道位于意大利和法国交界处。
This tunnel is located at the border between Italy and France.
它横穿阿尔卑斯山。
He crossed the Alps.
将原本七个小时的蜿蜒行程
turned the original 7-hour winding journey into
缩短到15分钟
reduced to 15 minutes.
司机是57岁的比利时人吉尔伯特·德格雷夫，驾龄25年，经验非常丰富。
Gilbert de Greve, a 57-year-old Belgian, has 25 years of experience.
火车通过检查后
After the truck was inspected,
以60公里的时速进入隧道
Enter the tunnel at 60 kilometers per hour.
不出意外的话
As expected,
只需12分钟就能驶出
It takes only 12 minutes to get out.
他将前往意大利米兰，将车上的9吨人造黄油和13吨面粉送往当地的一家食品加工厂，和其他隧道一样。
He will take 9 tons of artificial butter and 13 tons of flour on his truck to a local food processing plant, just like other tunnels.
火灾是勃朗峰隧道最严重的灾害事故之一。
The fire was one of the most serious disaster accidents in the Brocken Pass Tunnel.
为了防火和疏散人群
In order to prevent fire and evacuate people,
隧道采取了多种措施
The tunnel took various measures.
全程设置了40个摄像头
40 cameras were set up throughout the entire area.
77部紧急电话和18间避难室，避难室间隔600米。
77 emergency phone lines and 18 emergency shelters with a shelter room interval of 600 meters.
每一间都能在800摄氏度的高温下坚持两个小时。
Each can withstand temperatures of 800 degrees Celsius for 2 hours.
除此之外
In addition,
在隧道两端还分别各设一间控制室和一个救援队。
Two control rooms and a rescue team are set up at both ends of the tunnel.
由意法两国负责。
Responsible by France and Italy.
五分钟过去了。
Five minutes have passed.
吉尔伯特已经驾驶火车接近隧道中部。
Gilbert has driven the truck to the middle of the tunnel.
他注意到对向车辆在不停向他闪灯。
He noticed the flashing lights of the oncoming car.
然后从后视镜看到了自己车后冒出了白烟。
Then I saw white smoke coming from the back of my car in the rearview mirror.
但因为烟雾不太浓密
But because the smog is too dense.
所以并未在意。
Therefore, I didn't pay attention.
然而
However,
随着浓度逐渐增大
As the concentration increases gradually,
烟雾很快触发了报警
The smoke quickly triggered the alarm.
法国一侧的控制室收到了警报
The control room on the French side received an alarm.
然而
However,
此时监控里白茫茫一片
At this time, the monitor was filled with white.
操作员根本不知道发生了什么
The operator has no idea what happened.
而意大利一侧的控制室则并没有收到警报。
However, the control room on the Italian side did not receive any alarms.
因为警报前一天因雾暴而被关闭了。
Because the alarm was turned off the day before due to a false alarm.
所以此时双方管理员都没有采取任何措施。
Therefore, at this time, neither of the administrators took any action.
两端入口处仍有大量的车辆驶入。10:53.
There are still a large number of vehicles entering from both ends at 10:53.
火车刚刚驶过隧道终点。
The train just passed the tunnel's end.
看着车后越来越浓的烟雾。
Seeing the increasing smoke from the back of the car.
吉尔伯特终于意识到了危险。
Gilbert finally realized the danger.
他打了双闪停下车。
He turned on the hazard lights and stopped the car.
然而
However,
就在他拿起灭火器准备灭火时
Just when he picked up the fire extinguisher and was about to put out the fire,
时火车突然爆炸，腾起的火焰。
The train suddenly burst into flames,
瞬间吞噬了整个车辆。
Swallowed the entire vehicle in an instant.
吉尔伯特吓得撒腿就跑。
Gilbert ran away in terror.
他脑袋里一片空白。
His mind was blank.
耳朵里除了爆炸声
besides the explosion sound,
就是身后的一片鸣笛
the sound of a horn in the distance.
那些堵在货车后方的车辆全都遭了殃
All the vehicles behind the truck were affected.
他们进不能进退
They can't go in or out.
不能退
cannot be returned.
只能眼睁睁看着一切被浓烟吞噬。
I could only watch as everything was swallowed up by the dense rock.
当货车燃烧了一分钟后
After the truck burned for 1 minute,
有人通过隧道紧急电话报了警。电话
Someone reported an emergency call through the tunnel.
连接到意大利的控制室
Connect to the control room in Italy.
意大利管理员这才得知隧道里发生的事情。
The Italian administrator only found out about what happened in the tunnel.
管理员们互通信息后
After the administrators communicated with each other,
立刻将隧道关闭
Closed the tunnel immediately.
然而此时已经至少有10辆轿车和18辆货车从法国一侧进入了隧道。
However,At this time, at least 10 cars and 18 trucks had already entered the tunnel from the French side.
对于他们来说，已经太迟了。
It's already too late for them. Well,
火车燃烧产生的浓烟
smoke from the burning train
朝着车后迅速蔓延
rapidly spread towards the back of the car.
一些人想要驾车逃走。
Some people want to drive away.
但是发动机因为缺氧而熄火了。
However, the engine stalled due to lack of oxygen.
而车流中的货车在拥挤的车队中也没有掉头的空间。
And the trucks in the traffic also have no space to turn in the crowded traffic.
所以多数人干脆关了车窗。
So most people simply close the windows.
选择在车上固守待援
Choose to stay in the car and wait for rescue.
还有少部分人选择抛弃车辆逃往附近的避难室
Some people also chose to abandon their vehicles and flee to nearby shelters.
但其实
But actually,
不论哪种选择
No matter which option,
结果都一样
The results are the same.
因为烟雾中含有大量一氧化碳和剧毒的氰化物。
Because the smoke contains a large amount of carbon monoxide and highly toxic hydrogen compounds.
在他们吸入后几分钟内就会陷入昏迷。
Within a few minutes after inhaling, they will fall into a coma.
甚至当场死亡。
Even to death.
而位于货车前方的车主则幸运多了。
The owner of the car in front, however, was lucky.
由于烟雾朝意
Due to the smoke from the city of Rome,
大理方向扩散得比较慢。
The spread in the direction of Italy is slower.
这里的人们有条件和时间逃离。
The people here have the means and time to escape.
为了帮助他们撤离，意大利端的操作员执行了一个不可思议的操作。
To help them evacuate, the operators working on the Italian side, an incredible operation was carried out.
向隧道送风，风朝着隧道深处吹去，补充的氧气。
Like wind blowing through a tunnel, the oxygen is blown deeper into the tunnel.
让火焰燃烧得更加剧烈。
Make the flames burn more intensely.
浓烟以每秒六米的速度迅速朝着法国方向蔓延。
The thick smoke spread rapidly towards France at a speed of 6 meters per second.
货车车厢内衬。
Truck cargo liner.
货物。
Goods.
包装
packaging,
还有融化的黄油等易燃物开始燃烧。
In addition, flammable materials such as melted butter have begun to burn.
再加上面粉也是易爆物。
And flour is also an explosive material.
所以不久后
So soon,
火车再一次发生了爆炸。
The train exploded again.
达到30,000汽油的破坏力。
The destructive power of 30,000 gallons of gasoline.
而货车后方的十几辆车被引燃后也爆炸了。
And the several cars behind the train were also set on fire and exploded.
产生的威力不亚于6-7辆满载汽油的油罐车，接连不断的爆炸。
The power generated is no less than that of 6 or 7 fully loaded gasoline tanker trucks.Exploding continuously.
将各种碎片向外喷出。
Eject various fragments outward.
让本已接近事故车的意大利 SIM 工作人员和消防员不得不选择撤退。
This forced the Italian worker and firefighter who were already close to the accident vehicle to retreat.
他们在撤离途中还救走了许多逃跑中的车主。
They rescued many fleeing car owners during the evacuation,
包括火车司机
including truck drivers,
吉尔伯特
Gilbert,